Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I pose the eternal question.
Read any good books lately?
We quiz some of our customers and co-workers about their reading picks.
He doesn't yank you, he drags you. And then finally at the ending of it, he grabs you by the throat and pulls you the rest of the way. And it's quite an interesting journey.
We discuss our top five all-time book recommendations, play our weekly trivia challenge on Reading Roundup from the Garland County Library on Library Beat.
Have read a good book. Okay, so new movie, Knock at the Cabin, by M. Night Shyamalan. We have the book. It's called Cabin at the End of the World, and I thought it was going to be very similar, but it's different, and it's worth watching and reading.
Excellent. Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm Brent Carroll, or D.B. Cooper, and I'm the Tech Services Librarian.
Thanks for participating in Reading Roundup.
Reading Roundup. Love it.
Okay, hi, I'm Angel, and I recommend Carrie Soto's Back by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Very good. She wrote Daisy Jones and the Six,
yes,
which
is
a new TV
series. Yes, that is also a good book. Yeah, I recommend all her books, but this one's really fun because it's like a tennis match, and it's like really tense, and it's a fast-paced read.
My name is John Aiken.
Very good.
I live in Hot Springs, and I'm ready to take your questions, sir.
All right. Well, my question is, have you read any good books lately?
Yes, I have.
All right.
I've read some by Michael Conley that I like very much. And, of course, I like Simon Scarrow and his series of the Roman Army, the various novels that he has produced for that. Mm-hmm. I also like Carol Ramsey and her various mysteries. I'm a mystery fan.
I can tell. It seems like you probably spend a lot of time reading.
I do. I spend a lot of time reading.
It's an excellent pastime.
It is, and I think it keeps your mind active and fertile.
Do you mind telling our listeners how old you are?
I'm 94.
94 years young.
And thank you.
Do you attribute any of your longevity to your reading habits?
Oh, I think that helps. It keeps my mind active and so forth.
Oh, I just finished reading Lessons in Chemistry, and it was outstanding. I could not put it down. I learned a lot about cooking,
yes.
A lot about chemistry. It was outstanding.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yes, I really did like it. I recommend it. Is
it
on the book?
Bonnie Garmus.
Yes, it was very, very good. And Greg, thank you for recommending it.
You are very welcome. Will you tell our listeners your name?
My name is Phyllis Collins.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you.
My name is Ray.
Ray, and yeah. What book have you read lately that you'd like to tell people about?
Reading Billy Summers by Stephen King, and it's really been an interesting journey.
Not bad. Stephen King can get pretty twisted.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. No, he's been leading up to it. He drags you. He doesn't yank you. He drags you. And then finally at the ending of it, he grabs you by the throat and pulls you the rest of the way. And it's quite an interesting journey.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
I thoroughly enjoyed that crazy feminist book, Lessons in Chemistry. I mean,
Phyllis just talked about that one, too.
Okay, because that was just... The characters were so well-drawn and... relatable in a really quirky way. I got a bang out of it. It's a little dark in spots, but it's really, it was a fun read.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That was Belinda Jonak, who used to work with us here at the library.
I guess the biggest thing I'm reading right now is Freedom by J.C. Dugard. It was based on an abduction, and this is a book of all the first things she's done since being abducted. It was released quite a few years ago, though. Pretty interesting read.
Excellent. Do you want to tell our listeners your name?
Sure. My name is Madison Burfine. I'm a youth services coordinator at the Garland County Library.
Thank you, Madison.
Thank you.
We just finished another YA Rangers Apprentice series.
How did that go?
It was fantastic, and we love John Flanagan, and he needs to keep writing more of them. It's our favorite series. It's the early year series. Mm-hmm. So anybody that is YA and loves adventure and good family stories and friendship, because family doesn't always have to be blood related, they're friends, those series are fantastic. So the Brother Band series, the Royal Rangers, Rangers Apprentice, we love all those series.
That's an excellent recommendation.
Yes.
Will you tell your name to our listeners?
Ashley Packard.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yes, this is Heather Gio, and I am one of the desk clerks here at the library.
So lots of people come through with lots of books. Do you ever see books other people are reading that make you want to read them?
Yes, I always end up with more on my to-be-read list that I didn't know that I wanted to read because I see them come through and they look so good.
Have you read anything lately you'd like to tell people about?
Yeah, right now I've only got about two chapters left of The Lost Apothecary by Sarah Penner. And
she has a new book coming out.
Yes, she has a new book that just came out the other day, I believe, the London... Secret London Seance Society. So that one looked really interesting to me as well, and I've seen The Lost Apothecary come through a lot of times, and I had thought that it looked interesting in the past and just decided to pick it up the other day, and it is very, very good. It's a kind of mystery that I usually do not read, but I'm really enjoying it. It's about some different generations of women in London, and in the past a woman that ran an apothecary, and a lot of mystery that happens between centuries, and a woman in this century that kind of figures out what happened in the past.
Sounds good.
It's very interesting.
Thank you very much, Heather, and I'm glad I finally know how to pronounce your name right.
Yes, it's Gio. You're welcome.
Are you looking for a physical therapist in Hot Springs? Local therapist Jason Wagnon has opened his own clinic right on the corner of Central Avenue and Amity Road. Wagnon Physical Therapy is dedicated to providing personalized care for patients. Whether suffering from a recent injury, preparing for or recovering from surgery, or dealing with a problem you've had for years, give them a call at 501-701-4339 to set up an appointment today.
Karen, this week, I believe it is time for Reading Roundup. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm very excited about Reading Roundup.
We've been asking some of our staff members and some of our patrons this week what they've been reading lately, and they've had some great answers. I thought we might go over our top five book recommendations, because we get asked a lot.
Yes.
to recommend books. And this summer, we are taking a reader's advisory class.
And yes, we are. I believe in June.
June and July, maybe?
Sure.
So that's coming up. So after that happens...
We're going to be experts. We'll be world famous.
We will be so famous. But we do get asked sometimes, recommend a good book. And I've tried to come up with a list of five or so that I could recommend to almost anyone. And my personal reading is maybe a little more niche sometimes. Like right now...
Yeah, you're pretty smartified.
Not always, because right now the one I'm enjoying is a Hoopla audiobook on the making of The Valley of the Dolls.
That's on my list, Valley of the Dolls.
Which I find fascinating, but I wouldn't expect just everyone to enjoy it as much as I do. One person we asked for her recommendations was Belinda Jonak, who used to work here, who is a
master naturalist. Yes.
And we might not be able to hear that on the podcast because I asked her outside, which is perfect for her because she is a master naturalist.
Yes.
But there was a lot of wind, and so the audio might not be very good. But she mentioned one book, Lessons in Chemistry, which several other people
had on their list.
And then she said, there are some other books I've been reading which are a little more me. And so there are books that are kind of me or you, but then sometimes you can think of some books that you think almost anyone would enjoy. So
right.
That's kind of what we're trying to get to today.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to start?
Sure. Yes. I want to tell you about one.
that my daughter read. It's The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, not Victor Hugo. I keep getting those confused. And it really affected her. She loved it. She's in high school. She's an avid reader. She learned some history. She learned some things about the 80s that she learned about how AIDS patients were treated. It really took an emotional toll on her.
That's what books can do sometimes.
Yes, and she just loved this one. It's by Taylor Jenkins Reid, I believe. And so now she's reading all of Taylor Reid's books.
One of the people that we asked for Reading Roundup was Angel, who works with us. And yes, her pick was another Taylor Jenkins Reid book. So she is extremely popular right now.
Yes.
There's an Amazon series made of Daisy Jones and the Six, which is, yes, I'm seeing lots of stories about.
Caitlin has read that one. She liked that one. But this one evidently just really took an emotional, she just had an emotional connection to it. It's about a lady who's an actress, and someone is doing an interview with her, and she talks about her life and talks about different decades. And I would recommend that through my daughter.
Okay, fair enough. Some of the books on my list are ones that I read probably at about the same age. How old, she's 15 or?
She's 16.
16.
And my list, yeah, pretty much goes back to my high school years. Middle school years,
right,
that I will pick back up and read again.
There's something about a book getting you at that age.
Yes.
It doesn't
let go.
It doesn't let go. Well, that brings me, this is a perfect segue. One of my books is called Never Let Me Go. And I did not read it as a teenager because it didn't come out until I think 2001 or 2000. It's by Kazuo Ishiguro, who is a
Japanese author.
Well, he's English, but his family came from Japan.
Yes.
He won the Nobel Prize a few years ago, which is not too shabby. I've read this book maybe five or six times. I've also enjoyed some of his other books, but to me, this is the most accessible. And this is probably the snootiest book on my list because, A, his name is kind of hard to pronounce for some people, and it is a little more literary, but it's also extremely accessible and involving. It's about these kids who go to this sort of strange boarding school in, you think it's probably England, I don't know if it ever specifies, but you get very involved in their stories, and it seems sort of like, at first, maybe it's just sort of like a boarding school novel, which is kind of a sub-genre, but it turns out that something much more sinister is happening to these young people. I don't want to have any spoilers, but it's just so involving, and the kind of questions that it raises are really kind of what literature is about. Like, what does it mean to be a human being? Which is kind of the ultimate question.
Yes.
But
it's kind of deep.
It is. That's probably the deepest one on my list. But I love this book, and I would recommend this to just about anyone, even though it might seem at first like, oh, that's not my type of thing. I think if you give it a chance, you would really get into it. I would recommend it to Caitlin, too.
I will recommend that to her. And he was part of my redactyl puzzle the other night.
Oh, very good.
I had to look him up. Well, I'm going to talk about a couple from my high school years, The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton. We weren't required to read that when I went to high school. They are now, I believe. But it's just such a great book. I read it several times in high school. I've read it a few times in the last 40 years being out of high school. But I recommend that one for sure. And another one is Tree Grows in Brooklyn. I read that in high school, and it's a great coming-of-age book. You just can't go wrong with those two.
That's Tree Grows in Brooklyn is one of my favorites, too, and it's one that I often recommend to people.
Yes.
And when I do, I mention the librarian in the book. It's about a young girl in Brooklyn who is a reader, and she goes to her local library almost on a daily basis.
Yes.
And she tries to read a book a day. But like on a special day, maybe on a Saturday, she asks the librarian for a recommendation. And the librarian only has two recommendations, so she just kind of flips between the two different books that she recommends. And I feel like that a lot because I keep recommending the
same books over. I do too.
Same ones. It's not just two, but you know, close.
There's a handful.
Right. But A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. I recently recommended it to one of our patrons who asked me for book recommendations, and she loved it.
Yeah, it's a classic. Yes. Never gets old.
All right. So I guess it's my turn. I have two on my list that are by Arkansas authors. And yes. I find them handy for, you know, we get tons of people who retire here or have moved from out of state, and they might not be familiar with the literature of Arkansas, which is pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Actually. So one book that I have not read it recently, but I did read it when I was much younger and I loved it, is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou, who grew up in Stamps,
Arkansas.
And I probably need to refresh my memory on exactly
it's
what happened.
It's a hard book. I mean, she didn't have a great childhood.
Right.
But it's a wonderful book. I believe Caitlin had to read that. I think it is required in high school, as it should be.
Yeah.
It's a great book. I just admire Maya Angelou. I mean, she wrote a lot of other books.
But this one, though, it's very easy to read, very easy to get into, and you really kind of feel like you're right there in this little Stamps, Arkansas, going through the Great Depression, and
but there are some hard things in it, but it's a great read. That's a great recommendation right there.
All right, what's your next one?
Well, you know, I was thinking about everything I've been reading lately or listening to. I listen to audios more than I read now, but I've been listening to some cozy mysteries, and I never thought that would be a genre that I would like. I did find J-E-N-N McKinley, her Library Lovers series, pretty interesting. Cozy Mystery is kind of easy, you know, nothing I had to really think hard about.
That's fine.
So I would recommend those. I listened to them. I didn't read the books, but I listened to like all of them in order, and either Hoopla has them or Libby has them, so I could go back and forth and find them all. But I would recommend her. She was pretty good.
Do they all have the same narrator? Because that can make a big difference if you kind of get to know that voice.
Yes, if it doesn't have a great narrator, the book is, you know, kind of ruined for me. Right. But yes, she had a great narrator. It was the same person all the way through.
I chose A Cozy Mystery, too.
Woo.
And this is one that kind of goes back to my childhood. Agatha Christie, The Murder of Roger Ackroyd.
Good one.
I think at one time, it may still be true, J.K. Rowling might have outpaced her, but she was the best-selling author of all time. Yes. And if you read a few of your books, you see why. They're easy.
They're a staple. I mean, they're still popular today.
Oh, yeah. I think we have pretty much all of them. And I was kind of surprised that this one was on the shelf because they stay checked out a lot, too. I chose The Murder of Roger Ackroyd out of her 100 books or however many she wrote, because it's probably got the most ingenious plot twist of any mystery book. And I don't want to give it away if you have not read it, but there's something about Agatha Christie that's just very kind of comforting and special, but also sinister and evil, which is a perfect combination.
Perfect.
But I think just about anyone would enjoy an Agatha Christie if you haven't read one lately.
Great recommendation. Great.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to stay on the mystery vein. I like British police procedurals. Reginald Hill, Colin Dexter, and I love the Ruth Rendell Wexford series. Mm-hmm. So I like anything like that. And they're also great TV shows. But I do love the books. I love to listen to the books on those as well. So I recommend British police procedurals.
I'm a Ruth Rendell fan too, who unfortunately died several years ago, but she was extremely prolific. She wrote, I don't know how many books, but a lot.
Yes.
And she also wrote under another name, Barbara Vine.
Vines, that was real popular.
Yes. But I've enjoyed a lot of her non-Wexford ones.
Really?
I kind of, for some reason, got into those easier. Sometimes you're not ready to get into a series because it seems like a big commitment. Once you read one, you kind of feel like you have to read 30 books.
Yes.
So I kind of like the standalones, but that's an excellent recommendation.
If you look up, I think one time I searched British Mysteries, the greatest British Mysteries, and one of hers that came out in the 60s was always on the list, and it wasn't a Wexford, and I can't remember the name of it.
Is it a Judgment in Stone?
Yeah, I think so.
That one is excellent. I've read that a couple of times. It's a kind of following up on our Literacy Council visit. It's about a lady who cannot read, And the first sentence of the novel is kind of famous, something like, I think the lady's name is Eunice Parchman, and it says something like, Eunice Parchman murdered this family, blah, 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 because she could not read. And then you spend the whole book kind of finding out how that all happens. So
she's a great author. I recommend Ruth Rendell, and so does Greg.
Yes. I've forgotten whose turn it is.
I think it's yours. We started talking about Ruth, but it's yours.
In general, you know, as in our library jobs, we try to stay out of politics as much as possible and be pretty neutral. I'm recommending this book not because of any political reason, but just because it is a great book.
Robert Caro.
Robert Caro's The Years of Lyndon Johnson series. There are, I think,
three.
There are four, and he's working on the fifth, supposedly, which will wrap up the story. But Robert Caro's in his 90s now, and I don't think, you
wrap
know,
wrap it up quick, Robert.
I know. When he started this project, he probably didn't know that he'd spend the rest of his life doing it. But if you enjoy biographies, nonfiction, learning about people and places and history, Robert Caro is just the best. He is just such a good author, finding those kind of weird little details and side stories for Lyndon Johnson, who was no doubt a rascal and a character.
Yes.
You find out, you know, where he came from, the hill country in Texas, what it was like to live back then without electricity and all the back-breaking work that people had to do. So you know, one of the big parts of the story is electrifying that part of the country. And of course, there are lots of political backbitings and
rascally stuff.
Very rascally. And I love Lady Bird.
Lady Bird, yes.
Yes.
She's a classic.
But regardless of what you think about Lyndon Johnson as a politician, I would recommend this book. You'll find either reasons to admire him or reasons to think he was just awful, because he was kind of both.
Yes.
But if you enjoy biographies, then pick up a Robert Caro book.
Yes. You turned me on to another political series, and Reaganland was part of it, mm-hmm. and Nixon, and I can't remember.
Rick Perlstein.
Yes, he's very good, too, and they're very in-depth, and they're at different times. So mm-hmm. I read one about Nixon and then the one about Reagan. There's one before that. Is it?
The first one, it starts off with Barry Goldwater.
Yes, I think it's called to that one.
Before the Storm. And these are big, thick books. Yes. But he finds these details about things that are just so fascinating.
Yes.
You know, he connects like the movie The Exorcist to Jimmy Carter's malaise era. You know, it's great.
Yeah, those are real good. And on my history list, because I actually have a history list too, my favorite history books are about Watergate.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Watergate. All the President's Men is a classic. And then I read one a couple years ago, Watergate. I think we even did a book club on some Watergate stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think it was 50 years last year. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
But I've read some on Watergate, and they're pretty fascinating, and they're pretty in detail, no matter what you think or what happened. But, you know.
Right.
Also, in biographies, I've got two biographies on my list.
Oh, what are they?
I do love biographies, and these I've read several times. One is Johnny Cash, another Arkansas favorite, mm-hmm. Man in Black, written by him. It's very good. Very good. It also talks about the hardships that people went through during the Depression. And the other one is Bob Newhart. And you know I love me some Bob Newhart.
I know. We talked about that in our classic TV episode.
Yes. So those are the two I've read. But I know why Cage Bird Sings. That is another classic. I totally recommend that one.
Right.
Back to you, Greg.
Well, I think we've gone through our whole list. We were going to do I neglected one.
Oh, Arkansas author.
Another Arkansas author. And I got this recommendation from kind of a strange source. Donna Tartt, who wrote Secret History and the Golden Finch, the Finch Golden. She had a big book a few years ago that won the Pulitzer Prize, and it was about 2,000 pages long. She reads the audiobook of this. I found it a little strange because she is extremely verbose, and this book is very spare and economical. But she said that this is the book that she would recommend to anyone, and I agree with that for sure.
Awesome.
It's True Grit by Charles Portis.
Can't go wrong with that.
You cannot.
Book or the original John Wayne movie.
Right. Well, you know, we could argue book to movie anytime. And
And you've ruined a few movies for me.
I have. And John Wayne is definitely great in True Grit. But there's something about actually reading the book and hearing the voice of the older Maddie narrating it that is so special and specific that you don't get from any of the movies. So,
true. Yes. And I know there's some different things that happen in the book.
Right. So that one I would definitely – I would recommend to anyone, anywhere, any age, but especially if you are new to Arkansas. It's a great introduction to kind of the True Grit spirit that we have here.
Yes.
Is that our whole list?
Well, yes. I had one children's book on my list, Rami Nightingale, Kate DiCamillo. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. My daughter read it, and then she loved it, and then I read it, and then we listened to the audiobook together, and it's set in the mid-70s when I grew up, a time frame when I grew up about the same age, 10-year-olds and like 74, 75, and it's really good. It follows these three 10-year-old girls who live in the South, and it's very, very well done. And so that's the one that I did recommend from the children's department.
Very good. Yeah, there are tons of great children's books, too. I enjoyed, as an adult, reading the Harry Potter books. Probably, when they were popular, but not right when they came out. I read them, and I really enjoyed them.
I never could get into them, but, I mean, people love them.
They do, for sure. All right, we are ready for our weekly trivia challenge. And our question this week is related to one of our recommendations. I know you're a big John Wayne fan.
I love me some John Wayne.
You love John Wayne. He won his only Academy Award. And I know you probably think he was robbed some other times.
Oh, yes.
But he did win once in a role that was related to one of the books that we recommended. So if you can tell us the name of that character, pretty famous character.
Famous character, yes. Yes.
If you're the first one to write that into us to gcl@gclibrary.com, subject line Library Beat, you will be the winner of what, Karen?
A swag bag.
All right. I think we have recommended ourselves silly. So
we have, and I hope someone gets something out of this.
I do too. Well, thanks for listening. And a special thanks to our Reading Roundup special guest stars, Brent, Angel, John, Phyllis, Ray, Belinda, Madison, Ashley, and Heather. If you would like to participate in a future installment of Reading Roundup, please let us know. You can send us an email to gcl@gclibrary.com or just wave us down anytime you see us at the library. The name of the Donna Tartt book that I mangled was actually The Goldfinch. Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.